WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Zelda Rubinstein looked otherworldly in her role as the clairvoyant in the film Poltergeist. Her size, she's 4'3" tall, and her voice, high but authoritative, enhanced that image. She likes unusual roles, but hates those that perpetuate stereotypes of little people. Rubinstein didn't start acting until 1980, after a 20-year career as a blood bank lab technician. She's since been featured in Under the Rainbow, 16 Candles, and Frances. Now she's starring in the new horror film, Anguish. The film takes place in a movie theater as the audience watches a horror film about a killer controlled by his deranged mother.
Slowly, my baby. Deep, easy breaths. Let your mind float into space. Feel the power and flow of your heart. Relax. The blood is rushing from your heart to your head. Feel it. Your head is filling up with blood. Blood. Now the blood is flowing from your head back to your heart. Feel it. It makes you strong.
Did you take any pleasure in playing somebody pretty demented?
No, it was a big acting job for me. I tend to be a paragon of stability. But I did have to search pretty deeply under all the layers of sublimation to find that part of me which is truly evil. It was an experience uncovering this demented, bizarre, evil old lady.
I know that you're very concerned about the image of small people as represented in the parts that they take in movies. Did you have any concerns about playing somebody demented in a horror movie?
No, not at all. Not at all. This lady was, above all else, a mother. She felt, was unaware that she was really crazy. She didn't know how far off plumb she was. She was true to herself. She was not cast as a stereotypical character. Those are the things that bug me, and bug me terrifically.
What are the typical stereotypes that get written for small people for the for the roles that they get written?
They get written as costume critters, people in furry costumes. I'm not talking about those times that we need to anthropomorphize our fairy tales. I'm talking about being the butt of rude jokes and somebody else's idea of what a little person can accomplish as an actor.
When you got into acting, was it initially hard to get an agent because of your size and because of the possibility that there'd only be a limited number of roles available to you?
No. If anything, it was helpful, because I'm an unusual-looking character. I'm emotionally endowed, verbally skillful, reasonably so, and I was working within 2 weeks of my initial entry.
Now, I think your first role was in Under the Rainbow, which was a movie about the reunion of the actors who played the Munchkins in The Wizard of Oz?
And other people. Yeah, it was a serious disappointment and a major lesson for me. I think the script was not as bad as the end result. The script really did not in any way indicate denigration of little people. The way it was edited made everybody seem as if they were a drunken, wild, orgiastic, almost toy. And I regret that the movie turned out that way. The part of me that was evil enough to create Alice Pressman in Anguish is evil enough to make the editor a soprano if I catch him.
I want to ask you about The Wizard of Oz, since that relates to the movie Under the Rainbow. Did you see The Wizard of Oz when you were growing up? And what did you think of the Munchkin roles in it?
To this day, I have not seen The Wizard of Oz.
No kidding. You know, I'm really surprised to hear that. No child in America escapes without having seen The Wizard of Oz.
When I was a child, I was a very protected child. And I was already deep in my teens before I ever heard that back in the 30s, The Wizard of Oz had been made. I've just never seen it.
I'm not sure when this was, but I know there was a period when you organized and headed a repertory company called the Michael Dunn Memorial Repertory Company, and it was a company made up of actors who were all little people. Why did you want to do a company of little people?
I wanted to be able to train some little people to become the actors they wanted to be. I set this up as a very helpful thing for people who wanted to be mainstream actors. And we existed for 2 years in the conservatory mode, had the best possible teachers in all the disciplines. But the one thing that cannot be taught, and is such an individual matter, is putting down the script that says you're damaged goods. And it was very just difficult, nigh unto impossible, to invade people's psyche in that area. And the company kind of failed because there was an unwillingness to work.
Are you saying that the actors in the company had self-image problems that prevented them from really following through?
Yes.
Is that something that you tried to address with them?
Very much so. It's sometimes something I find occurs in many minority groups. Society is damn willing to disenfranchise a good bunch of its members. And, you know, you gotta take a stand somewhere and just say, it's my world too. And if you don't like the fact that I share the world with you, you get off.
It must have been hard for you to disband the company.
It was very painful. It was very painful to fail in a project that was so close and whose dream was so vivid in my eyes.
But I guess that gave you more time to invest in your own career.
It's true. That's true.
Now, I haven't seen any of this campaign, but I understand that you acted or spoken in a campaign of, I think, television public service spots for AIDS education. Could you describe the campaign that you've participated in?
Yes, it began in 1985. It was a California state-funded campaign for AIDS awareness, geared at that time to primarily the gay community. And I portrayed a spokes character called Mother. And Mother was a non-judgmental, non-threatening, all-too-human, loving character, and it was very helpful, I think. I did billboards and bus backs and posters all over, bar videos, a great deal of public speaking, and it was a very good campaign.
Well, I have to tell you that there's a bit of irony, I think, in you having portrayed this kind of warm, caring, open-minded mother in the AIDS campaign and now playing this demonic mother in the movie Anguish.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, a mother is a mother. Alice Pressman wasn't totally an evil mother. She was a mother. She loved her son.
See, I love this about you. You're really into the character. I mean, you're really seeing the character through the character's eyes.
Yeah.
I guess that's what you have to do
mm-hmm.
when you act.
Mm-hmm. You got it.
Zelda Rubinstein stars in the new movie Anguish. She'll perform in an upcoming production of The Cherry Orchard at the Arena Stage in Washington, D.C. This is Fresh Air.